Governor J.B. Pritzker's new budget cuts Medicaid and income tax money shared with cities and towns, but holds most agencies flat. Pritzker has laid out his vision for the spending plan. He says the state's focus has had to shift to COVID-19.
I certainly had no expectation when I became governor that we would spend all of this time battling an invisible enemy together. I had bolder plans for our state budget than what I'm going to present to you today.
Instead of pushing for an across-the-board income tax increase or cuts to fill Illinois' budget deficit, Pritzker is instead calling for nearly $1 billion in what he calls corporate tax loopholes and holding state funding mostly flat for next year. Pritzker also wants more money for state agencies that have borne the brunt of Illinois' COVID-19 response. That includes the Illinois Department of Employment Security, which has been overwhelmed with applications and other requests for unemployment insurance as a result of the pandemic.
It builds upon work we have already done this year and will support new call center positions throughout the state, help run the newly created federal unemployment programs, and upgrade the technology to more efficiently get this critical work done.
Medicaid, though, would be reduced by 8%, or $635 million. Pritzker had harsh rhetoric for far-right Republicans at all levels of government. He describes them as carnival barkers for lobbying against federal relief to states and for defying health guidelines. He also once again makes note of the two-year budget impasse presided over by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, and calls it a self-inflicted period of suffering which saw the state's backlog of unpaid bills balloon to more than $16 billion. Pritzker says in the last 20 years, as pension payments have become an increasing burden on state finances, Illinois' number of government employees has shrunk by 30%, the Illinois State Police Force has shrunk by 40%, and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency workforce has declined by 60%. Pritzker says the last year should have taught the state that it needs a reliable, well-funded government. He says many on the far right have made their name in politics by touting cuts to employment programs and health insurance coverage. He says they called anyone who sought unemployment benefits takers and demonized state employees. And the governor says those on the right fought unrelentingly to eliminate any state or federal funds designed to make health care more accessible, equitable, and fair.